Are you sure this is your car?
It's Miss Chris's. Besides, if the key fits, wear it.
Hey, you can't drive.
How the hell do you think I got here anyway?
This town is crawling with cops.
I don't care. Let them crawl. No good coppers.
Hey, come on. Look. Watch out for that. Ah! Look. Oh. Hey, Lou, come on. Slide over. I'll drive.
Yeah, okay. I can't seem to get anywhere going backwards. I want to go forwards, but I keep going backwards. Hey, Willie.
Yeah.
Willie, there's a bottle of bourbon in your car door. Hand it over.
No, you've had enough.
Give me the goddamn bottle.
All right.
Jeez. Hey, Willie, I didn't mean to yell.
It's all right.
Friends?
Sure.
Hey, tell me, friend, where the hell are we going?
Home.
Your place or mine?
Yours.
You mean Luke's little fantasy island?
Yeah, that's right. Luke's little fantasy island.
He was deplaned by... deplaned by...
You know, Luke, sometimes... Never mind. Berkeley Bob said you gave him money to get it cleaned up.
Who?
You know, the local hippie.
Oh, him.
That was a nice thing to do.
Oh, he stunk. Woo.
But the clothes you gave him, they were really...
Some old rags I was giving the Salvation Army.
A Bijan polo shirt?
Oh, Bijan, Ferragamo, Armani, Gucci. Gucci.
All right, cut it out. I took 29 to Schuylerville and then Route 4 north. We passed over the Hudson River and continued toward Fort Edward. The Lake Champlain Canal runs along the edge of the road. A few miles south of Fort Edward, I turned off the highway and up on a bridge that passes over the canal.
Hey, Willie, slow down, Willie. Stop.
You sick?
No. Gotta pee. I tell you, Willie, women don't know what they're missing. They don't know the joys of whizzing off a bridge.
Yeah. How's the water, Luke?
Ooh, chilly. I bet you did this as a kid, huh, Willie?
Oh, yeah. Every time I see a bridge, I gotta take a whiz.
Yeah, bridges make me want to pee. Like reaching out and touching the water way down there. Feel the contact coming right up the stream.
Yeah.
Hey, Willie.
Yeah.
What do you think of Christy?
She's nice.
Yeah, she can be a bitch. You ever met a woman who wasn't a bitch? Some of the time?
Yeah, well, men are jerks too, some of the time.
Bitches and jerks! What a world. Hey, Willie. If anything happens to me,
yeah.
Be her friend. She needs a friend.
What are you talking about, Luke? What do you think's gonna happen?
I don't know. You stay here, Willie. I'm gonna go for a walk, clear my head.
He threw his bottle into the bushes when staggering down the gravel road into the dark. There was a boat coming down the canal. Two lights were shining straight ahead. A third light moved back and forth across the width of the canal, scanning the water for logs. It was a barge, but it looked like an alien spaceship approaching through the mist. The moving light spotted the car on the bridge, locked onto it for a moment, and then continued moving back and forth across the water. The wheelhouse of the barge lowered as it approached the bridge. It was like a football field passing underneath me. It seemed so close. I felt I could hop over the railing and land on the deck and maybe not even get hurt. And the car started up and drove off. Luke left me standing on the bridge at 2:30 in the morning. It was a warm night. I wasn't in any hurry to get anywhere. And I wasn't going to get anywhere in a hurry anyway. So I watched the barge glide into the locks down the canal. The locks were lit up like a landing field. I watched the gates slowly close behind the barge. They released the water from the locks. The level dropped as the barge slowly disappeared from my sight. I guess about 15 or 20 minutes had passed when it happened. It was a hell of an explosion. I was about a half a mile away on the other side of the woods. I started running down the road toward the river. I could see the flames from the dry grass that had caught fire. The explosion happened in an old cemetery on the bank of the river. The fires were small and burning in different spots between the tombstones. What was once a car was scattered over the cemetery, even into the woods. It looked like a terrorist bomb had been set off. I was stomping out a fire when I stepped on something. I jumped back. It felt like it was alive, like I had stepped on a small animal. I bent down. It was a hand. It was wearing a ring. Luke's ring. A neighbor in the pickup drove up. Joined in beating the fires with a shovel. The volunteer fire department finally arrived. The sheriff's deputy arrived about 10 minutes later. I told the deputy what I knew. Then the state police pulled up. I told them the same thing. More sheriff's cars arrived, more state police. The sheriff himself finally got there. He wanted to talk to Christie. I gave him the number. He called. She had heard the explosion. He didn't tell her what had happened. He just said he wanted to talk to her. I had a key to Luke's boat. The dock is only about a quarter of a mile up the road. Funny thing was, when I tried to start up the boat, the key didn't fit. I had another key in my pocket. That one fit. I realized the first key belonged to Luke's car. I still had it. Notice the way the sheriff looked at her and then at me. We were friends. She was beautiful. I had gotten out of the car just before it exploded. I had a feeling it was going to be a long night. But the adrenaline wore off and everyone was tired. They just decided to pick up the questioning the next day. When I was leaving to take them back to the dock, Christie asked me to return and stay with her. I explained to the cops that she was scared. They just looked at me. Yeah. I dropped him off at the dock. Returned to the island.
Jesus, you could have been killed.
Why did Luke have your car?
His Ferrari was in the shop. The Chevy was a rental I drove up from New York.
Was Luke involved with some gangsters?
I don't think so.
What about the window? Someone was taking pot shots.
I don't know. Oh, God, who'd do this? Some crazy person? Why? I don't get it. Will you stay here?
I can take you into town.
With what? We don't have a car.
Yeah.
I don't understand why this is happening. God, it's cold.
Come here. Come here. You'll be okay. It'll work out.
I knew a woman once. She fitted to my arms as though she were custom made. All her curves fit in the right places. It was the same with Christie. It brought up all those memories. I was tired. I was running on automatic. When I held her, I pressed her body against me. When she looked up at me, my lips found her mouth. Suddenly something was unleashed, something so desperate in both of us that we were startled by the intensity of it. We both pulled back. We looked at each other. If one of us had made a move, the other wouldn't have stopped it. I'll sleep on the couch.
You had it in your hand, man.
I know, but if something happened, I couldn't tell Annie.
No.
I'd always feel guilty, you know?
Well, now you're Mr. Clean. But now you gotta pay the price.
What do you mean?
You'll always remember that night. And some days, when you're alone, you'll play it over and over in your head, wondering what might have been, but never was.
Oh, shut up.